بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ایمان اور فیتھ از این اینشنٹ ریلیجیس ٹرم. اٹ مینس ٹو ایکسیپٹ سم تھنگ فرام دا ڈیپتھ اینڈ سرٹیٹیوڈ آف دی ہارٹ. ان ریلیجیس پارلنس اور ان ریلیجیس ٹرمینالوجی دس مینس پروفیسنگ فیتھ ان دا آلمائٹی. وین اے پرسن پروفیسز فیتھ ان دی آلمائٹی ہی سبمٹس اینڈ ریزائنز ہز اون سیلف ٹو ہم اینڈ ان ریلیجیس پارلنس سچ اے پرسن از کالڈ اے مومن. A study of the Quran shows that a mu'min, when iman takes root in the heart of a mu'min, then there are certain requirements which arise on the basis of this iman or faith. In this session, we shall discuss these requirements which a person is required to do on the basis of the faith he professes in. A study of the Quran shows that primarily these requirements are two in nature. One of them is permanent and the other is contingent. And then again, among the permanent requirements of faith, there are two primary requirements which a person needs to do and carry out. The first of these permanent requirements in the term of the Quran is called amal-e salih. The Quran says that a person who adheres to a certain ideology, who believes in something, has to testify to this belief by doing righteous deeds. These righteous deeds actually show that he has faith in God and on all the tenets in which God has asked us to believe. The Quran also says that if a person does righteous deeds and he does not have faith in the Almighty, and in fact he disbelieves in the Almighty, then such righteous deeds have no value before the Almighty. The Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ. Those who have disbelieved, their deeds are like a mirage. They are absolutely baseless. The second of these permanent requirements of faith in the terminology of the Quran can be called tawasi bil haq and tawasi bis sabr. This means that a person is required to urge others around him who come in close contact with him to what the truth is, and he has to urge them to remain steadfast on this truth. It is the right of the truth to be disseminated whenever a person gets a chance to do so. However, in this regard, a person needs to be very wise and prudent. He should be very opportune, of course. However, he should always be on the lookout that he should not disturb people whilst communicating the truth. If they are not in a position to accept what he is telling them, he should look for some other time. This preaching is also called enjoining of ma'roof and forbidding of munkar in the Quran. And the Quran is adamant that a person must discharge this responsibility to people who come in close contact with him. He can be their colleague, a person can be his colleague or his father or mother, his friends. All of them need this advice and counsel of a person. Among the contingent requirements of faith, if you read the Quran, we come across three very prominent contingent requirements. The first of these is migration for the cause of religion. This means that when a person is severely put to punishment, he is oppressed in an area for just because he is professing belief in a religion and he is trying to practice it, then if a person has the means to migrate from that place, and also has a place available to him where he can migrate, then his faith requires that he should migrate to that place. It is expected that if he does so, the Almighty will be happy with him. And if he has any excuse, then perhaps he would be excused. However, if a person, in spite of having the means and in spite of having a place available to him where he can migrate, does not do so, it is feared that this attitude of his would earn the wrath and displeasure of the Almighty. The second contingent requirement of faith is called nusrat by the Quran. By the word nusrat, it is meant that a person is required to be very sensitive to the cause of religion, and if ever there arises a need in which his religion needs his help and support, whether through his self, his time, his effort, or his money, a person should not withhold them. He should always be in the lookout to support the cause of his religion in any way he can. And the third contingent requirement of religion is called Qiyam bil Qist by the Quran. This is a special term of the Quran, and it means that a person must adhere to the truth and to justice in all circumstances. He must not sacrifice the cause of justice in any situation. And even if this attitude of his goes against his own self, his own family, or his own country, he must uphold what justice is. And in this regard, the Quran is so outstanding in its outlook. It says that at the animosity of a nation should not induce believers to be unjust to it. The Quran says, لا يجرمنكم شنعان قوم على الله تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. That the animosity of a nation should not induce Muslims to be unjust to them. It says, اعدلوا, one must dispense with justice, for هو أقرب للتقوى, it is closer to piety. These then are the five requirements of faith. Two of them are permanent and three of them are contingent. Among the two permanent requirements of faith, we have righteous deeds and we have urging people to what the truth is and urging them to remain steadfast on the truth. And among the three contingent requirements of faith, the first of them is migration for the cause of religion. The second is supporting the cause of religion. And the third is adhering to the cause of justice. For we know that justice is the queen of all virtues. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.